From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Leaders at the G7 summit in Germany are meeting for a second and final day Monday with a focus on climate and energy issues and talks with their counterparts from African nations. Before the summit opened Sunday, U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel held their own talks, where the White House said they agreed that how long economic sanctions against Russia remain in place depends on Russia's implementation of a ceasefire agreement in Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin was not invited to take part in the summit for the second year in a row. The United Nations is convening its latest round of peace talks with Libya's rival governments Monday in Morocco and expressing the belief that the negotiations will be decisive. The UN mission in Libya has proposed a multi-part plan for a unity government to meld the two factions, as well as a new constitution and plans for elections to take place after it is implemented. Monday's talks will involve the latest draft of that plan, the mission said. The political instability in Libya has persisted since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown and killed in 2011. Turkey's ruling party lost its absolute majority in parliament Sunday in a stunning electoral defeat for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's bid to rewrite the country's constitution to create a presidential democracy that would expand his powers. Turkey's government gathered for an emergency cabinet meeting Monday to assess the damage to the ruling Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party. Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus said the AKP will try to form a coalition government as its first option after losing its parliamentary majority. This is VOA News. A UN commission detailed in a report Monday systemic, widespread, and gross human rights violations committed under the Eritrean government's authority, with the country's president listed among those mainly responsible. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Eritrea said it was unable to visit Eritrea and received no response from the government to its requests for information during a year-long process that involved 550 interviews, 160 written submissions. The commission said Eritreans are in need of international protection and called for the world to develop long-term solutions to help refugees. Allegations against the government include an extensive, arbitrary system of surveillance that the commission said goes beyond national security needs and leaves Eritreans in constant fear being monitored. While the number of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome cases, also known as MERS, in South Korea increased to 87 Monday, with 6 related deaths, there is reason to believe the outbreak is being contained. VOA's Brian Padden reports that the deadly virus has not spread outside of hospital settings or significantly beyond those people who were exposed to the first Korean patient infected with the deadly virus.
Over the weekend, South Korea's Ministry of Health and Welfare released the names of 6 hospitals where MERS patients are being treated and 18 others where MERS patients visited. After being criticized by some public health experts and lawmakers, including the mayor of Seoul, for a lack of transparency and a slow response to the crisis, the prime minister's office Sunday vowed an all-out effort to deal with the outbreak. 2 hospitals on the list account for 71 of the 87 confirmed MERS cases. The World Health Organization also announced that it was sending a team of experts on Tuesday to assist South Korea's investigation into the cause of the outbreak. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
And Yemen's president, Abdul Rabu Mansur Hadi, said Monday that UN-brokered talks scheduled to begin Sunday in Geneva will not involve negotiations to reconcile with the Houthi rebels, who forced him from the country earlier this year. In comments broadcast by Al Arabiya Television, Mr. Hadi said there will only be discussion of implementing a UN Security Council resolution adopted in April that calls for the Houthis to withdraw from areas they have seized and to unconditionally end the use of violence. The Houthis took control of the capital, Sana'a, in September after a months-long campaign, and in March swept south to the port city of Aden in a campaign that sent Mr. Hadi into exile in Saudi Arabia. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.